Now, some of the meat, would you ever put any meat, you know, seasoned meat, would you ever put it in with your greens when you were cooking it? What kind of meat was that?
Side meat.
Now, in the store, we buy most of all.
We'd buy most of our side meat,
what they call side meat, which was just salted meat.
Mm-hmm.
We'd buy that in great big sides of meat, bring it in, put it in the meat box, and we'd slice off of it as we needed it.
Yeah.
2 pounds of it, 5 pounds, depends on how much you wanted, just how
and
much we'd slice off.
And backbone to dumplings, ooh, that was so good.
did you have somebody that would cut them up, or did you have...
Any one of your clerks would cut it. You take that slab of meat and a good big knife.
You mean out of the store or when you're butchered?
Yeah.
Oh, the sides were already cut and salted when we get them, when we'd buy them in the store.
Oh, you'd buy them from a...
We'd buy them out of Memphis.
So
we killed
ours. Mm-hmm.
Now, on the farm, when we raise it for your own consumption, well, we killed them and cured it for ourselves.
Yes, sir.
And one of those big old iron pots, several of them. Put the lard in and stand there and stir it. Get them crackling.
Well,
we never did sell
any of the meat that we cured, we raised on the place. And every nigger, every tenant on the place, you know, would have his own pigs. He'd have his own pig, his own cow.
Yes. Did you ever milk?
Yeah. I didn't know.
I did.
That's one thing.
I have big cats.
That's one thing I said I'd never do. I'd never juice a cow.
I love that old cow. She didn't even let me get on the back and ride her.
Is that so?
And just follow me all over the yard.
But I never would.
And they didn't want me to go down to the barn and milk. We had several cats. And I cried. Because they wouldn't let me go milk old Pied. That was her name.
No, I've seen we had an old nigger that used to milk the cows all the time. That old nigger take that bucket and milk, he'd play a tune with it, milking that cow.
I could too. I could milk
he
good
just
take
that, catch that old cow's nipple and just squirt it down there, and the pressure he'd put out of it, he might play a tune when the milk was hitting the bottom of the pump bucket.
And some of the cows would kick. And we put them in the stall, put a stick behind them so they couldn't get out.
Mm-hmm.
And then we had a strap that we put behind that. Put around the hind legs.
Yes, ma'am.
And strap them together so they couldn't kick. They kicked
my neighbor
they
had
out of out from under them when you were milking them.
My neighbor had an old deaf and dumb nigger that did worked around the house all the time, did the milking. And that old cow would slosh his table back and forward and hit him in the face so much, kick, turn the bucket over. Slapped him in the face with a tail one day. He didn't do a thing but get up, take his pocket knife off and cut a tail off. He wouldn't bother that anymore.
The house is still standing where that is.
That house, people still up there living in that house.
Right?
That cow learned a lesson from that, didn't
yeah.
it?
But he stopped that swishing of a tail.
Did it grow back?
No.
Oh, God.
You know, he just...
That's the only time I ever saw the lady of the house mad at old Sam. She was just crazy about that old nigger.
Yeah, he was a faithful old nigger, but when he cut that cow's tail off, they got on him.
Yeah, I was really provoked with old Sam.
What did, when your mother first got the milk, when you brought it in, what did she do with it?
She strained it.
Mm-hmm. I see. Did she ever, what would she make out of it?
Butter?
Yeah.
Cheese?
Well, did she ever maybe keep some sort of thick sour milk around?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Buttermilk? Churn it. Make your own butter.
You churn it and make your own butter then.
Well,
we had these little churns, you know, with the dashers, you work up and down your hand.
Yeah.
We finally got one of those like a barrel and turned it over.
Really?
Mm-hmm.